One of Mexico's most popular bands has a new song, deploring the unsolved murders of hundreds of women in Ciudad Juarez, south of El Paso, Texas. Los Tigres del Norte's song is already causing controversy. Since the early 1990s, women's bodies have been turning up in the desert surrounding Ciudad Juarez. The victims have often been tortured and raped. Authorities have made several arrests, but the crimes continue. The Women of Juarez is a danceable song and has angered local politicians. But others are turning up the volume. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
The song on the latest disc by the internationally renowned band Los Tigres del Norte is called simply The Women of Juarez. Though the polka-influenced norteño style sounds upbeat, the lyrics pay tribute to the more than 300 victims of violence.
Humillante y abusiva, la intocable impunidad, los huesos en el desierto muestran la cruda verdad, las muertas de...
Humiliating and abusive is this untouchable impunity, the song begins, in a dig at state police who have been unable to solve the crimes. These deaths in the desert are a national disgrace, sings the band. Local authorities are angry over the accusation of ineptitude, but what really has them riled is Los Tigres' suggestion of a cover-up. The policemen of the world, the song continues, referring to the U.S., offered to help, but our Aztec lawmakers said no. Perhaps it would be inconvenient for them to have the cases solved. The state government of Chihuahua, where Juarez is located, is trying to pass a formal protest condemning the song. Mario Trejo is the spokesman for the city government in Juarez. After initial angry comments to the Mexican press, he now says officials won't talk about the song. He says they don't want to damage the city's reputation further. Juarez is home to dozens of international assembly plants, called maquiladoras in Spanish, that employ tens of thousands of Mexicans. We've decided that to speak about the group or their song at all would be to make them more famous, he says, and it would awake more curiosity in the people to listen to it. So he says we have no comment. But Los Tigres' claim of a cover-up isn't just artistic license. Mexico's federal government and various human rights groups have also accused authorities in Chihuahua of willingly sabotaging the investigations. One former forensics expert quit after he said investigators asked him to plant evidence against two suspects. Evidence has routinely disappeared. Some of those arrested over the years have said they were tortured into confessing. Eric Olson is with Amnesty International, which has been following the cases closely.
Our concern is that the state authorities have been so involved in cover-up and misleading people and negligent investigations that they really are more obstruction to the process than any assistance.
The state denies the charges. However, under mounting international pressure, Mexican federal authorities have taken over a handful of the cases with links to drug trafficking. But local authorities remain in control of most investigations. Meanwhile, the Women of Juarez, the song, is coming across radios in Mexico and the U.S., and some family members of victims, frustrated by a lack of results in the investigations, say they're glad it's out there. Paolo Gonzalez's daughter was murdered in 2000. Taking a break from her job at a maquiladora, Gonzalez says if even one truck driver or housewife hears Los Tigres' message, then they're gaining ground. Their song is going to reach all corners of the world, at least Latin America, she says, and that's what bothers the politicians. The people will understand who these authorities really are, she says. So far, the Los Tigres disc, called Blood Pact, has sold nearly 400,000 copies. Juarez leaders have also criticized the band for making a buck off the tragedies. But lead singer Jorge Hernandez says Los Tigres' goal is to help end the killings.
And the pain is going to be not only 300 mothers or 300 fathers, it's going to be 1,000 pretty soon, you know, because nobody's doing anything.
The latest victim of violence in Ciudad Juarez was discovered on May 24th in a vacant lot, strangled. Her name was Guadalupe Santos Gomez. She was 26 years old. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.
Es momento, ciudadanos, de...